Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I am so excited. The number of people praying with us every day is up by thousands.
Wow.
And that has to be because of so many people sharing the rosary. And that's the challenge we have this Lent, that we want to help other people come to Jesus through Mary in the rosary. So at the bottom of this episode, there's a link you can click, a referral link that makes it easy to share the rosary. And every time you share it, you get one more entry into a drawing for a free pilgrimage with us. For example, we're going to France this October, to Lourdes, to the tomb of Mary Magdalene, to Lyon, where you have St. Irenaeus and the Curé of Ars and the apparitions of the Sacred Heart and so much more. So thank you for sharing the rosary. You are apostles of the rosary. Now, we know from scripture, tradition, and the magisterium what will occur before the end of time. In fact, these things are explained in the Catechism in paragraphs 673 to 682. Now, the first thing that must take place before the end of the world is that the good news of Jesus Christ must be proclaimed to the whole world, to all the Gentiles, all non-Jews who are going to be converted, so that the full number of Gentiles become Christian. In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus said, "This gospel of the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all the Gentiles, and then the end will come." And what will be the sign that we are getting close to the completion of this first step, the time of the Gentiles? Well, Jesus gives us a clue when he said, "Jerusalem will be trodden down. It will be under the control of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are finished." Now, Jerusalem was destroyed by the Romans, and the Jews were removed from Palestine in the year 70 AD. In 638, Palestine was conquered by and fell under the control of the Muslims. And that lasted until the end of World War I, when it came under the control of the British. And it was not until 1948 that the State of Israel was established. And now, the Jews have control of both Israel and the West Bank territories. So, for the first time since 66 AD, Jerusalem is no longer under the control of the Gentiles, which Jesus said is the sign that the times of step one are drawing to completion. Now, we don't know how long this will take, but it should give us something to think about. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second thing, according to the Catechism, that will occur before the end of the world is that in the wake of the full number of Gentiles who enter the covenant with God, the Jews will recognize Jesus as the Messiah and become Christian. The Catechism says, the full inclusion of the Jews in the Messiah's salvation, in the wake of the full number of Gentiles, will enable the people of God to achieve the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, in which God may be all in all. In Romans chapter 11, Paul writes, one section of Israel has become blind, but this will last only until the whole Gentile world has entered, and then after this, the rest of Israel will be saved as well. However, the conversion of the Jews is delayed because the full number of Gentiles are not entering the covenant. And why are they not? Because of bad Catholics. We are giving the world a terrible example by not living lives of holiness and love. When Catherine of Siena was asked, why does the whole world not convert to Christ? Her answer was very simple. Bad Catholics. And it's also because the good Catholics are not living their primary mission to go and make disciples of all nations. So we've kind of created a welfare state, a Catholic welfare state, where most Catholics are passive recipients of the benefits, and very few are workers in the vineyard. But all the baptized are meant to be disciple makers. And people come to God through other people. So we are all called to be apostles of friendship and delight, and to help people to Jesus just by living a very simple way of life. We call it friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now in Luke chapter 18, as well as Matthew chapter 24, Jesus tells us the third thing that will happen before the end of the world. And this is summed up in the Catechism in paragraph 675, where we are told, before Christ's second coming, the church must pass through a final trial that will shake the faith of many believers. There will come a supreme deception brought on by the Antichrist, who will offer people an apparent solution to all their problems at the price of rejecting Christ and the church. The Catechism says the Antichrist deception already begins to take shape in the world every time the claim is made that we can find happiness, justice, and peace apart from Christ. And we give in to this deception every time we seek our hope for happiness and security in our achievements or relationships or health or wealth or science and medicine or politics and economics. It is only in Jesus that we can find the perfect and permanent happiness we long for. Everything else comes to an end. And that's why we're called to a deep attachment to Jesus and a proper detachment from everything else. Teresa of Avila writes, let nothing trouble you, let nothing frighten you. Everything passes. God never changes. Patience obtains all. Whoever has God wants for nothing. God alone is enough. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Then comes the final cosmic upheaval of this passing world. In his second letter, Peter writes, "The day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then with a roar the sky will vanish. The elements will catch fire and fall apart. The earth and all that it contains will be burnt up." So, that is why I don't do lawn care. Peter continues, "Since everything is coming to an end like this, you should be living holy and saintly lives while you wait and long for the day of the Lord to come, when the sky will dissolve in flames and the elements melt in the heat. What we are waiting for is what he promised, the new heavens and the new earth, the place where righteousness will be at home. So then, my friends, why are you waiting? Do your best to live lives without spot or stain, so that he will find you at peace." So there must be four ingredients to our hope. First, the one thing truly hoped for is union with God, and not the temporary happiness found in the world. The second is that we give our unconditional and active yes to God, just like Mary, to play our part, take up and fulfill our responsibility. The third element of our hope is the acceptance of a catastrophic end to world history. And finally, as Peter said, we place our hope in the fact that God will create a new heavens and a new earth where we will live forever in peace and justice and perfect delight. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Teresa, you know that song? It's the end of the world as we know it.
Weirdly enough, that was like my favorite song as a little kid.
Well, guess what? It's wrong.
Oh.
It's not the end of the world. Now, we do not know when the world will end, but based on the saints, mystics, and the messages of the approved apparitions of Our Lady, this world will not end soon. However, they have all said that there will be a great falling away from the faith before the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary promised at Fatima. And we are experiencing that now throughout Europe and North and South America. There are basically 100 million people in the U.S. who were baptized as Catholics. Of those, only 10 to 15% go to Mass every Sunday, and far less than that in Canada, Europe, and South America. This minor apostasy is to be followed by a worldwide purification, of which Our Lady warned us at Akita, Cabejo, San Nicolas, and other approved apparitions. Then will come the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the era of peace, again, which she promised at Fatima. Now, St. John Paul II, beginning in 1979, began to tell us that we were about to embark on the time of the new evangelization and the civilization of love. And he believed it was his pontificate that would usher in that period. This is why he proclaimed the year 2000 as the Great Jubilee, to prepare for the grace. So I think this would place us in the period just before the worldwide purification and the beginning of the re-evangelization of the world, not the end of the world. Now, since 1968, when Our Lady appeared to more than 1 million people in Zaitun, Egypt, she has come with a greater frequency and urgency to beg us to turn back to God and to help save souls and to save the world from self-destruction. And she has repeated that only she is the remedy, because only she can lead us to Jesus. Our salvation will not be found in politics or economics, in military might, or science or medicine. Remember, that's the deception of the Antichrist. It will only be found in Jesus. Now, we often look back at history and think, wow, their time was much more exciting. But I promise you, this is the most exciting time to be a Christian. But the question for you is this. Are you doing everything you can to seek transforming union with Jesus? And are you doing what Our Lady has asked to help save the world? Primarily by praying the rosary every day and by leading others to the rosary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what struck you or caught your attention as we were meditating on the end of the world?
It's interesting that it feels different, like a different mentality to think, live like you're dying, you know? Like, you could die any day, so think that way. But it feels very different, and I'm trying to understand the implications of why it feels different, of live like the world could end. Or that it's going to end, knowing that it's going to end. I'm still trying to unravel that mentally, why that feels so different.
Why it feels so different? That's a good, I don't know.
In a way, I guess it's that you think that you're leaving the world versus the world is ending with you.
Yes.
Is a very different implication.
Yes.
Because we still get attached to what we leave behind.
Good point.
And I think I'm very attached to what I leave behind, or at the very least, the image I'd leave in the friends in friends and the people that knew me by legacy, in a sense, or my own work.
Excellent.
But that would go too. So you'd really have to think of things only in the sense of what is eternal.
Teresa, excellent point. The good reason to meditate on the end of the world is to realize Nothing lasts.
Yeah. Because I get very attached to, oh, I'm fully at peace with death. Because I know I'm very satisfied with what I'm leaving behind. But that is not the point.
No.
We have to only be satisfied in knowing where we're going, what's next, not what comes after us.
I wasn't thinking about this during the rosary, but this is the main point. This helps us to realize absolutely everything is coming to an end except for two things. Our friendship with Jesus and our friendship with each other.
Yeah.
Everything else will come to an end.
Which means there's never time to prioritize anything else. I mean, everything that we do here can be good, but it has to be for those two ends, which are, in essence, the same end.
Yeah, love of God and love of neighbor.
Yeah. Obviously, it's also good to love creation, what God created, but that, again, should lead you back to the Creator and the Creator always.
Yeah. And it will only be when we accept the loss, the end of everything, and put all our hope in God, only then will we be purified. Only then will the house be cleaned, and there will be room for God to enter fully. So really, we're trying to achieve this attitude of detachment from everything in this world and attachment to God so that we can begin to experience God directly through contemplation in this life.
But as abstract as that might sound, I think this does work as a very simple examination of conscience, because it's essentially saying, if at any moment throughout your day you're prioritizing something that doesn't have that end, it's not the thing to prioritize. I think about, say in my creative work, if I'm prioritizing just the end result of the created art or beauty over the people in my life, because I've definitely done, I've pursued art to the detriment of, say, like my bandmates. Over the relationship, I'm like, no, it has to be this way. And we can argue over that, and that can be really difficult. Honestly, as beautiful as things can be, the greater good would be my relationship with my bandmates and how you share that art with others.
I'll take you a step further. The greater good is your transformation. You're the project.
Yeah.
That by loving God above all things and by loving your neighbors yourself, meaning loving your bandmates, doing what's good for them, you're the one who's transformed. Everything, God set up everything for the transformation of the person, because it's only the person who goes on.
Yeah.
But we get it all backwards, and we put all the emphasis in the stuff.
And meanwhile, we're just becoming worse and worse and worse, focusing on things that do not matter.
Yeah, we become worse obsessing about our achievements.
I don't know why mentally I think of everything as a hockey game now, but I'm imagining a player, you know, similar to, I feel like many things have, so like ballet dancers, they have to really work on their specifics, like ballet slippers. They really craft them to fit their feet. Hockey players craft their sticks perfectly. So like the bend and the curve and the tape job and all of that. But if you perfect that and you get so focused on that, you're never becoming a good player. You got a really perfect stick. But I feel like I focus so much on the objects in my life and not me as a player.
That's it. Now, I don't want to universalize, but men have a tendency to obsess about and put too much into their work and achievements.
Mm-hmm.
Women tend to obsess and put too much into their kids to the detriment of themselves. But we have to remember,
I would also say, if you don't want to universalize it too much, you can say they just put too much into relationships, as in what it means for them. As in not for the good of others, but what do people think of me? Because not every woman has kids. But I think most women do have that tendency to define themselves, their identity, by what men think of them, what their friends think of them, what others think of them, and if they have kids, what their kids are, who their kids are to them, what that means for them personally.
Excellent insight. Good insight. That's helpful to
me. You were close. You were close.
That's helpful to me. I'm a man. How am I supposed to understand women?
That's why I just tell you about hockey.
I can understand.
Because I'm actually just quite sexist.
I can understand hockey. But this is the most important point. God wants to transform you. In to a certain degree, he doesn't care a hill of beans about what you achieve or create or... he wants your transformation, and your transformation comes about by doing all of the good things in the world the way he built them to be. But we're the project. It's our transformation that matters. Because only we go on.
Yeah. That's a beautiful point and a beautiful meditation. Not what I expected from the end of the world.
Well, maybe that's why Jesus talked about it. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.